Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little John Mellencamp bringing us back there. Little Heartland Rock and Roll. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of small business ownership, we got something that you can work with there, including the body of work that Joel Ababa has deposited with us over the last 6-plus years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, especially in the area of franchising. So check all that out. Type his name into our search engine, and you can see the whole list of things he's taught us. And that's what we're doing right now. We're talking about how to mitigate the risk of acquiring a franchise. Joel is the author of Become a Franchise Owner and the Startup Guide. So I surely encourage you to check it out and find that book. If you are thinking about buying a franchise, you must own this book first. Joel, earlier you said the first thing to do is don't go look for franchises. You know, go see if you should even be a franchise owner. The second thing they should do is buy your book.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Which I launched on your show.
Exactly. We wouldn't have it any other way. Okay, so what's the next thing they should do? After they've taken your test at, what did it say it again? What's the website?
www, you got to punch that in.
Yeah.
Take the franchise quiz. .com.
After they've done that and they find out that they really are a prospect, and after they bought your book, then they should, what's the next thing they should do?
They need to make a couple lists, and the first one should be one of all their top skills. Hmm. What are they really, really good at?
So basically a resume.
Yeah, it's a resume. It's
a resume for themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. And also write down their personal traits, you know? Are they kind of introverted, or are they outgoing like you and I?
Mm-hmm.
Are they into details? Are they more of a kind of back-of-the-house operations person? Write that stuff down. You have to figure out what you're bringing to the franchise table.
And is that for your own edification, or is that something that the franchisor will want to know, or is this so you know who the kind of people you need to hire?
I want people to do that so they know what they're good at and what kind of franchise types they may want to consider that will allow them to shine based on what they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, if you are really, really outgoing and good at sales and comfortable networking, you probably should not buy a franchise that is in the retail space, because you're going to be inside the store,
right.
You're going to be behind the counter, and you're not really using the best of what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a franchise that is more into the business-to-business market.
Or unless you can afford to hire somebody to stay in the business,
right.
And you go out and go into the marketplace. You know, I think retail people don't do enough of going out
into
the marketplace.
So I agree.
But the point you're making is make sure you know where your strengths are. And if you don't have the strengths that particular type of franchise is going to need, don't do it unless you can afford to hire somebody to do those things.
That's right. You do have to be able to afford it, because all of a sudden you're going to add, you know, $30,000 or $40,000 to your payroll that you weren't going to before. So all
mm-hmm.
your business planning has to change. And I bet Tim Berry would agree with me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, that's good advice for everybody, whether you're buying a franchise or not, Joel. Because, you know, I know a lot of successful business people who realized early on they weren't good at selling, for example. They weren't necessarily good with people. They were better operators.
Right.
And they hired the rainmakers. They hired the face and voice to go out and tell their story.
Yeah, and that's okay. You have to do that.
Absolutely. It's not only okay. It's a really good idea.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
So, all right. So the two lists. And so did we say both lists?
Yes, the personal traits and also the top skills.
I got you. All right, what's next?
How much money do you have? Figure out your budget. Do a net worth statement. You've got to know where you are if you're going to know where you're going to go. Period.
Right.
You can't guess. and you don't want to get excited about a franchise that ends up being something that you can't even afford, not even close to affording.
Well, and this is a really tough one, isn't it? Because because I'm going to say that almost no one who wants to buy a franchise has enough money for what they want. I mean, would I be incorrect in saying that even the people who wind up buying franchises when in the beginning they didn't have their first understanding of what it was going to take, they had nowhere near that much money?
It depends on how good they do their research.
Yeah.
But a lot of people forget about that extra working capital that they should have stashed, and also the extra living expenses they need to survive on for the first.
On top of the price of the franchise.
Yeah, and the loan and the interest. I mean,
right.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
And yeah, it's a really big part of a huge part, but. But you know, is there a rule of thumb? If the franchise costs $30,000, you probably need $60,000 in working capital. If it costs $100,000, you probably need $300,000. Is there any kind of rule of thumb like that?
Not really, because it depends. You know, some franchisors require a retail space and inventory, so
right.
You're going to have a lot of cash on hand.
Could be a lot more. Inventory. Yeah, it depends on the industry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, this has been great. In fact, well, there are a lot more of these. That we're gonna do a little series,
sure.
and get the rest of these out there so folks can listen to them and folks just keep paying attention to when Joel's gonna be on the show. One of the ways you can do that is by subscribing to my newsletter. You'll see him coming up at the beginning of every week. Hey Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today as always.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Joel Ababa, folks. The book is called Become a Franchise Owner. Check out his website too. And you'll learn a lot more about franchising. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.